Every day when the school bell rings, Tallulah, age 5, jumps on her bicycle and scoots around the grassy lane to her little house by the tall trees, where her mummy and daddy stand, and her little sister, Autumn Poppy, waits quietly by the window for Tallulah's tall tale of wonder and perhaps some mischief, and everything that happened that magic night before.
Autumn Poppy, can I tell you my exciting story?
Yes, please.
Tallulah's days are, I expect, pretty much the same as your days. She gets up early in the morning, brushes her teeth, has her breakfast, and goes to school. But at night time, after the sun has gone to bed, and Autumn Poppy is snugly tucked up asleep, Tallulah goes to her bedroom window, sits on her making box, and stares into the centre of the moon. Then she sings,
"Oh, bow in all your flower way, won't you come and play today? I'd like to see you very soon, fly down to our farming moon."
And then there is silence. The wind seems to calm for a moment, and a shadow grows before the moon, and grows, and grows. And as the shadow gets closer, we can see what it is flying in the sky. It's a very, very big elephant, swooping like a bird in the night sky. And on top of that elephant stands an old, wiry man with a big grey moustache, a bright red coat with golden trimmings, and a massive black hat. This man, who travels from magical worlds, is the Baron.
"I am the Baron and I live on the moon. I eat my greens with a magic spoon. I live with an elephant in a moony house. The only thing he's scared of is the moony mouse."
The elephant, which the Baron is always flying around the skies on, is a very friendly chap and enormous, but graceful in flight. They call him Big Bucephalus.
"Say hello, Big Bucephalus. What do you mean you can't? Oh, you're thirsty. There you go, you big lump. Oh! Well, that doesn't mean you can clonk me around the nut. Well, say hello to them all then." "Tallulah, how positively delightful to see you again."
"Thank you, Baron. We're going out tonight."
"I thought I might show you the monkey who lives in the treehouse in the sky."
"We saw him last week, Baron Silly."
"Oh, blast. So we did. How about a visit to the toothbrush monster of the giant sink?"
"We saw him not long ago, too. He wanted to brush my teeth, but he only had adult toothpaste. It was too minty."
"Ow! Why do you keep doing that, Big Bucephalus?"
"Big Bucephalus, that's very naughty, clonking the Baron on the bottom."
"I am not, after all, called Baron Bottom, am I?" "I should think not. Now then,
where in the world shall we go tonight? What in the stars shall we see? What in the moon shall we play tonight? Where in the world shall we be?" Then Tallulah and the Baron jump onto the back of Big Bucephalus, and then, a few grunts and trumpetings later, they are flying. And today, where did they land but on the surface of a star? And all around on this star were fruit trees, growing beautiful purple oranges and shiny pink apples.
Where are we, Bowen?
This, young lady, is a fruit star. Look over there at the river. That is not a river of water, but a running stream of fresh pineapple juice, in which swim a myriad singing mango fish.
The clouds here look funny, Bowen.
That's because they are kiwi clouds that hang in the sky like sleeping furry birds. If you listen closely, you can hear them snoring.
Snoring clouds?
Oh, yes. And if you look here in this little pond, you can see little grasshoppers like tiny bananas picking the seeds from passion fruit one by one, which are popping out like fleas and making little passion fruit raindrops.
This rain tastes lovely, Bowen.
Yes, it's delightful.
Just then, they saw a little red man with green, leafy hair running towards them across the hills, singing urgently to himself in fruit star language.
Bimbaluka staka buka muckles in a twit. Stumba humba quicka bumka queeky little bit. Stondon pondon quartle pondon muckle muckle may. Fruity tooty wattle snooty on the tree today.
Greetings, fruit star man. I am the Baron, traveller across worlds. And this young lady is my friend Tallulah. And this great fat lump of grey flesh is Big Bucephalus. Ouch!
The fruit man crouched down to Tallulah and pulled something shiny and pretty out of his bag, then handed it to her.
Thank you, fruit star man. I'll give this to my sister.
Then Tallulah, the Baron, and Big Bucephalus joined the fruit star man for a lovely midnight feast of pomegranates with starfruit.
And that's what happened last night. And I brought this back for you. It's magic fruit from the fruit star. It's the only one in the whole world.
It's the orange.
Of course not, silly Billy. It's what I said it is. Try it.
Yummy. I love you too, Aria.
I love you too, Arty Pops.
Every evening before dinner, round the grassy lane, in a little house by the tall trees, Tallulah tells her little sister adventures of nighttime mystery and magic, with the Baron and Big Bucephalus. What strange and pretty places might we see with Tallulah and the Baron?